You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Lawrence, I'm glad you got away from Bernstein. Honest to God, what a gift for you to have escaped that nightmare and to now be with Matt. And I hope both of your lives are so much better now than they were before.
Afternoons on the Score.
How do you spell Eagles to me? I spell it NFLCHAMPIONS.
What? You're right.
She knows how to spell the team. That parade, I believe, is Friday, is the Eagles parade. It's Spiegs and Mark Grody here on The Score. So the Eagles will host the season opener on Thursday night, first week of the NFL season, and they'll host against one of eight teams, obviously, the eight teams that visit them. Two of them I think you can rule out, one being the Raiders. There's no sexiness there for the Raiders. One being the Cowboys, because if you're NBC in the league, why waste the Cowboys draw? I think you could also eliminate the Giants, in my opinion. It's conceivable that it could be the Broncos, but even with a playoff appearance and Sean Payton, I don't find them sexy enough. Your three options left after that are the Detroit Lions, who played in the opener last year, I do believe. The Washington Commanders, who make a ton of sense. Commanders and Eagles would be a hell of a matchup. And your Chicago Bears. With that in mind, Adam Schefter was on the Pat McAfee Show and talked about the possible season opener.
And so we had the division opponents, which are always in play, and the Chicago Bears. And the Chicago Bears, in my mind, become the matchup to watch for that Thursday night opener. I can totally see it now. Ben Johnson's first game in Philadelphia. Bears looking to make a comeback. It's not the marquee matchup that you're giving away early on when you're going to get the ratings anyway with the Lions or the Rams, but it's a compelling enough matchup that everybody would be excited to see it. My guess right now, is Bears at Eagles in the opener.
I had forgotten to mention the Rams. So yeah, you've got the Rams and the Lions as a non-division team, the Commanders as a division team, and the Bears. So of those four, do you find the Bears to be the sexiest national story?
No. I mean, I think that honestly, I think Washington is probably way more interesting than the Bears at this moment, at this point, even with everything the Bears have going on. There's a lot of reason to be excited or have renewed excitement for the Bears, but I think Detroit would be more interesting. So while I love the idea of the Bears playing in that game, and I get it, it's not the most compelling game by a long shot.
Yeah, I think it's the Commanders. Or the Lions.
Either of those two.
Without their coordinators.
Yeah.
But the fact that the Lions is a huge draw and probably will be because they'll matter later in the year too.
Right. But the Washington's is as fresh as this is with Detroit.
Yeah.
There's something about Washington that just feels fresher because of the quarterback and how bad that they have been recently. Like, they're the latest turnaround team like Detroit was after being bad all those years.
Yeah.
And they have the best young quarterback in the NFL right now.
Yeah, yeah, they do. Offensive,
so that's way more compelling.
Offensive rookie of the year, you know, and a rematch of the NFC Championship game.
Yeah.
It's just, it's very East Coasty.
That's true.
Chicago gives you a really sexy market to pair with Philadelphia.
That's a great point. I was just looking at a list here of...
Oh, I love lists.
Yeah, this is a great list.
Here we go.
The highest TV ratings.
Oh, let's go to our list. All right.
Hey, fellas, real quick, let's go to our list. Let's see. Yeah, we did.
Ooh, let's go. All right.
Got that list.
Come on, Groats. Do you know which bear that is going, ooh, let's go, trying to give Eberflus?
Wait a minute. Was it DeMarcus Walker?
Oh, it's a good call.
Is it?
Ooh, let's go.
Big Bill? Montez Sweat? Billings?
Oh, no, man.
Oh, you know who it is?
No, I don't.
Oh.
Well, yeah, I do. I know who it is. You guys had quite the rapport. You give up?
Was it Jenkins?
Tevin? No.
No? Was it DJ Moore?
No.
DJ Moore.
Were you kind of shaking your head at God for a second, though?
Foreman. It's Deontay Foreman. He's trying to give it up. I still got a roster spot. Let's give the coach what he needs right here. I'm on the team right now. I got to make sure that stays
the
case.
Let's go.
Hey, fellas, real quick, let's go to our list. Let's see how we did.
Ooh, let's go.
Oh, that's got some Ed McMahon vibes.
I love Deontay
Foreman. Sorry, go to your list. Go to your list.
Yeah, the list here from something called Sportico.com.
Sure.
Let's go. Yeah. Here it is. Best ratings this season in the NFL. Like, teams that brought up the best ratings.
Okay.
The New York Giants.
Oh my God.
One.
Oh my God.
Two. San Francisco. Three. Green Bay. Four. The Chiefs. Five. Get ready for it. Five. Tampa Bay. Six. The Steelers. Number seven. Bears.
So look.
Could an Aaron Rodgers spite the Jets and go to play with the Giants and make that all of a sudden the biggest marquee matchup ever? Just go into a switch
wow,
to the team. Just
for spite. Yeah.
I think he's going to go somewhere. I don't think he's going somewhere.
San Francisco.
Must have said something.
Yeah, it could be San Francisco for a year or
Oakland?
Two. While Brock Purdy doesn't get signed.
Vegas, sorry.
Yeah, no, I don't know.
So you think, do we all think in this room that he plays one more year?
I think he plays one more year.
Okay.
I do.
Okay.
He's Mark Grody. I'm Matt Spiegel.
Okay.
It is the Spiegel and Ohm Show on The Score. Coming up next, Ben's Vision, DeAndre Swift, Mike Brown later on next hour as well. Thank you for listening.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.